The Preface of Canyons of the Colorado. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Canyons of the Colorado by John Wesley Powell. The Preface. On my return from the first exploration of the Canyons of the Colorado, I found that our journey had been the theme of much newspaper writing. A story of disaster had been circulated with many particulars of hardship and tragedy, so that it was currently believed throughout the United States that all the members of the party were lost, save one. A good friend of mine had gathered a great number of obituary notices, and it was interesting and rather flattering to me to discover the high esteem in which I had been held by the people of the United States. In my supposed death, I had attained to a glory which I fear my continued life has not fully vindicated. The exploration was not made for adventure, but purely for scientific purposes, geographic and geologic, and I had no intention of writing an account of it, but only of recording the scientific results. Immediately on my return, I was interviewed a number of times, and these interviews were published in the daily press. And here I supposed all interest in the exploration ended. But in 1874, the editors of Scribner's Monthly requested me to publish a popular account of the Colorado exploration in that journal. To this I acceded and prepared four short articles, which were elaborately illustrated from photographs in my possession. In the same year, 1874, at the instance of Professor Henry of the Smithsonian Institution, I was called before an Appropriations Committee of the House of Representatives to explain certain estimates made by the professor for funds to continue scientific work which had been in progress from the date of the original exploration. Mr. Garfield was chairman of the committee, and after listening to my account of the progress of the geographic and geologic work, he asked me why no history of the original exploration of the canyons had been published. I informed him that I had no interest in that work as an adventure, but was interested only in the scientific results, and that these results had in part been published and in part were in course of publication. Thereupon, Mr. Garfield, in a pleasant manner, insisted that the history of the exploration should be published by the government, and that I must understand that my scientific work would be continued by additional appropriations only upon my promise that I would publish an account of the exploration. I made the promise, and the task was immediately undertaken. My Daily Journal.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?